All right, this is a special podcast update about Dan Bongino and his cancer diagnosis. Now, Dan Bongino, as you probably know by now, publicly stated that he's been diagnosed with lymphoma. And for a long time, he's had this giant lump on his neck. A lymph node was getting large. It's a tumor. It's a cancerous tumor. And Bongino has been open about that with his audience. And he says he's optimistic about the treatment, and he's got good doctors and so on. So this sounds a lot like Rush Limbaugh, you know, undergoing chemotherapy or radiation or whatever he's going through for lung cancer. And as the health ranger, as someone who knows a lot about cancer, how to survive cancer, and what kills cancer patients, I'm begging Dan Bongino for his own sake to get educated about the death industry, which is the cancer industry, because they will kill him if he doesn't open his eyes and see what's happening. And it's always amazed me how conservatives, especially like Rush Limbaugh, they can see the fraud of the Democrat Party. They can see the problems with communism, the problems with socialism, the dishonesty of Ocasio-Cortez and so on, but they can't see the criminality of the cancer industry, the false diagnoses, the fact that the cancer clinics that make money off the cancer treatments are the same ones diagnosing you with cancer, so they have conflicts of interest. They can't see how the cancer industry actually kills more people than cancer itself. Most people who die from, quote, cancer are actually killed by the cancer industry because chemotherapy is based on mustard gas chemicals from World War I. It's extremely toxic. It makes your hair fall out. It gives you kidney damage. It gives you brain damage. It gives you heart damage. It makes your muscles waste away. And because I don't want to see that happen to Dan Bongino, because his voice is important for America, because he is a patriot and he is a courageous individual, and we need him in this fight for liberty, I don't want to see Dan Bongino waste away and die from chemotherapy. But that's exactly what's going to happen if he allows these cancer doctors to assault his body with toxic chemicals. And that's why I'm recording this podcast, because I'm going to put out publicly here an invitation for Dan Bongino to contact me privately. It will be kept in confidence should he choose to reach out to me. And he wouldn't be the first who has reached out to me. Some very famous people, some very wealthy people, quite a few over the years, have reached out to me with personal health issues. And they've asked me what I would do. If Dan Bongino wants to reach out to me, I'm on naturalnews.com. I'm on brighteon.social. He can find me. I can help connect Mr. Bongino to doctors that will save his life rather than destroy his life. Because beating cancer, even lymphoma, is incredibly easy when you know what you're doing. In fact, I'm looking at a book right here, Proof of Concept, from Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, who sadly passed away a few years ago, but he documented so many success stories of how to successfully treat and cure cancer using very simple methods. And even I've covered for many, many years how to reverse cancer using vitamin D, medicinal mushrooms, superfoods, anti-cancer phytochemicals such as those that are found in certain microalgae. There are so many ways to beat cancer, even with traditional Chinese medicine, if you know what you're doing. Cancer doesn't need to kill anybody in our country. The number of deaths from cancer should be zero if we were allowed to tell the truth about anti-cancer naturopathic solutions, natural medicine, complementary medicine, alternative medicine. We know how to beat cancer, but the cancer industry makes so much money off of cancer patients like Dan Bongino, sadly, and Rush Limbaugh, because their treatments cause cancer. That's right. The number one side effect of chemotherapy is more cancer. And the cancer industry makes money from repeat business. In fact, mammograms given to women cause cancer because mammography involves the emission of ionizing radiation. that irradiates the tissues of the breast, the heart, the lungs, and causes cancer tumors. So if a woman goes in and gets an annual mammogram, let's say, sooner or later, they're going to find cancer. Why? Because they gave it to her from the mammography itself. It's cancer-causing radiation. And chemotherapy causes cancer. And cancer doctors, even if they aren't unethical, they are ignorant. They're ill-informed. They're brainwashed by the pharmaceutical industry to push toxic chemical substances onto patients that cause repeated cancer. Because, yeah, you can shrink a cancer tumor, but if you don't kill the cancer stem cell, and if you don't actually support the body's ability to take care of cancer itself, then the cancer just comes back. And usually it spreads. And this is why the cancer industry claims there's no cure for cancer. You can't cure it, they say. You can only put it in remission, but you're always going to have it. Sure, you are, if you use their treatments, because they're giving you cancer. All their drugs, all their radiation, even their surgical procedures spread the cancer. So if Dan Bongino, and I hate to say this so bluntly, but you know, Bongino is a blunt thinking kind of guy. He can handle it. If Dan Bongino doesn't wake up and understand the scam of the cancer industry and understand that his body wants to heal itself, but it needs to be given the right building blocks, which is nutrition, then he will become ensnared in a repeat cancer scenario. They will treat his lymph nodes, probably with chemotherapy, maybe with surgery, maybe a combination of both. And then he'll be cancer-free for, let's say, 2 years or so. And then he'll have another tumor. It'll come back. Oh, then it'll be in the lymph node under his left arm, for example. And then that'll have to be treated. More surgery, more radiation, or chemotherapy, depending on what, you know, what the oncologists decide to do. And then that'll get treated. And then it'll be cancer-free for another year or so. And then there'll be another tumor somewhere else. And you play this horrible game of poisoning your body, cutting it up, until they kill you. And then what do they write on your death certificate? Oh, you died of cancer. You didn't die of cancer. You died of the toxic cancer industry treatments. And we don't want to see that happen to Dan Bongino. So Dan, Mr. Bongino, if you're out there listening to this, reach out to me. It'll be kept in confidence. I'll help you. I'll help connect you to people who can save your life, or actually, technically, help you save your own life. We've got to get you away from the poisoners of the cancer industry that really are allied with, by the way, Big Pharma and the Democrats. These are the same people who kill babies. They kill adults, too, in the cancer industry. In fact, the cancer industry kills more people than the abortion industry. But it's all a victory for the left, you know, because they're making money. Organ harvesting, trading in body parts, celebrating the destruction of another life. It all goes together. You can't trust them. You can't trust them, even if the doctors seem like they know what they're talking about. A typical doctor will have a very high IQ and have a lot of technical knowledge, and they can bamboozle you with their linguistic analysis, but they're ignorant because they don't know the truth about how the immune system works. They don't understand nutrition. They've had no training in nutrition. They don't understand the basics of cancer, which is that it's a miscommunication of your body's cells because of a nutritional imbalance or exposure to a toxic chemical, or in some cases, a heavy metal, or certainly radiation damage. In other words, it's an environmental toxin combined with a lack of nutrition. And that's it. All cases of cancer are caused by exposures to toxins combined with nutritional deficiencies. Every single case. And most of those cases involve vitamin D deficiency, a selenium deficiency, combined with toxic exposures to chemicals. And I don't know what Dan Bongino uses as a laundry detergent, but if he's like most conservatives, he's giving himself cancer every time he puts clothes on because he's washing his clothes in toxic, fragrance-filled, solvent-filled laundry detergent that a lot of people think, oh, it smells good, it smells fresh. No, it's full of poison. So they're not washing their clothes to get them clean. They're soaking their clothes in toxic chemicals and then putting them on, and the chemicals are being absorbed into their body. And then what do you know? They get cancer. It's cause and effect, folks. I've been talking about this for years. Now, again, I don't know if Bongino is into natural products. Doesn't sound like it. I've never heard him mention those things. But there are, you know, 50 things that he could do right now to stop the cancer, reverse the cancer, and make sure he never gets it again. And he probably doesn't know one of those 50 things. I'm not insulting Bongino, not in any way. He's a smart guy. He's a courageous guy. He's a patriotic guy. He's very valuable to our world and to our country. That's why I'm recording this. But people who are successful in one area, as he is as a podcaster, you know, a content creator, they can often be completely blind about another area of life, such as nutrition. I've known brain surgeons who would go eat a hot dog and not know the hot dog is filled with sodium nitrite, which causes the formation of nitrosamines when combined with your stomach acid, leading to pancreatic cancer. So how can a brain surgeon eat food that causes pancreatic cancer? Oh, it's very common. Because people have knowledge in very specific areas, targeted areas, and they're completely ignorant in other areas. Just like I'm not a rocket scientist, but I understand nutrition and superfoods and disease prevention. I'm the author of Food Forensics. I run a food science lab. I've helped millions of people reverse type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and many other diseases and disorders over the last 20 years. I can show any human being how to prevent cancer. In fact, I can walk through any person's home and I can usually find at least 25 things in their home that's giving them cancer. And for most people, it's the deodorant they're using, the shampoo, the laundry detergent, the fabric softeners. It's the toxic fluoride toothpaste that also promotes certain types of cancers. It's the toxic food in the pantry, the processed meat, the fried foods, exposures, and then the utter lack of good nutrition. No superfoods. They're not eating turmeric. They're not taking vitamin D or vitamin C. They don't have pomegranate juice in the house, which is also anti-cancer. They're not eating broccoli sprouts, which you can grow for pennies. You can eat anti-cancer food every day for almost nothing. And I have a sprouting video up on my website, prepwithmike.com, if you want to see the best way to grow sprouts for pennies. You can grow anti-cancer medicine. You can eat sulforaphane from broccoli that the plant synthesizes as it sprouts. Just add water, have a glass jar. You can grow anti-cancer medicine. I bet you Dan Bongino didn't know that. Most people don't. Nothing against them. Nothing against most people. They're just not informed about how simple it is to beat cancer. They don't know about the cures. They don't know about how to prevent chronic degenerative disease. So they live their lives, and a lot of these people eat a lot of meat, a lot of fried foods. Their diets are total crap. They abuse their bodies. And guess what? The laws of cause and effect cannot be suspended. If you poison your body with toxic food, toxic personal care products, toxic exposures, you're going to end up with cancer or, you know, a liver disorder or neurological disorders, things like that. But if you clean up your life, clean up your diet, clean up your personal care products, you can reverse all that. There's a reason why I drink a turmeric avocado smoothie every day, and I have for over 15 years. There's a reason why people can't really guess how old I am, because I'm eating an anti-aging diet and an anti-cancer diet every single day. There's a reason why I don't buy health insurance and I don't visit doctors, because I don't need to. I don't need an annual checkup, because I'm not growing cancer. I'm not creating diabetes. I can feel my own pulse, and it's great. You do exercise, you do strength training, fitness, superfoods, raw foods, sprouts, mineral supplements. This is what I do every day, and I have for decades now. It's not a matter of chance. You're not going to spontaneously create cancer. Cancer is cause and effect. If you have it, you grew it. Understand? And I know this is harsh for people. I don't give a shit. People need to learn the truth about this. If you have cancer in your body, you grew it. You grew it for the last 10 to 20 years in most cases. By the time a tumor gets that big that you can see it on camera, someone's been growing it. And in order to grow cancer, you got to feed it. You got to feed that tumor. And what does a tumor like to eat? Oh, refined sugars, and toxic processed meat products. And it builds its own blood vessels through a process called angiogenesis. It actually brings in more resources to itself. Well, that's how you feed cancer. But what if you wanted to starve it? What if you wanted to cut off the tumor and make it smaller and cut off its blood supply? You'd have to fill your blood with anti-cancer nutrients, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. Well, what are those? Well, I already mentioned a bunch of them. Sulforaphane, selenium, vitamin D, vitamin C, all kinds of nutrients, thousands of them, in different foods and herbs and just fresh produce. There are anti-cancer nutrients in orange peel, such as D-limonene, for example. Anti-cancer nutrients in celery, such as apigenin. Anti-cancer nutrients in spirulina, such as anthocyanidins. Anti-cancer nutrients in grape seeds. Anti-cancer nutrients in freaking pomegranate fruit. Anti-cancer nutrients in ginger and onions and turmeric and beets. And yet people eat crap. I'm not saying Dan Bongino's eating crap. I'm not in any way putting him down here. I don't know what he eats. But just as a general principle, most people who have cancer in their 40s like that, they lived a pro-cancer lifestyle. But here's the good news, folks. In most cases, you can reverse it. But you have to change your lifestyle. Because if you continue to have a pro-cancer lifestyle, and you think that some doctor is going to come along and give you some chemo or cut this tumor out, and you think you're cured, you're kidding yourself. Because your body is still producing cancer. You're like a cancer nursery. You're giving birth to cancer in your body. Did you know that cancer tumors are cells that are trying to become another human being? Did you know that? Most people don't even know that. Do you know that they find cancer tumors in people when they get bigger, like softball size, you know, typically in the torso? They'll have teeth in them. Did you know that? They'll have hair inside the tumor. You know why? Because the cancer cell is trying to grow an entire human being. You see, cells are supposed to follow an agreement to commit suicide if they start replicating out of control. Cell apoptosis, right? But cancer cells are cells that say, no, I'm not going to agree to commit suicide. I'm just going to grow a whole nother body here. So they just start growing. And they'll start building bones and teeth and blood vessels and everything. That's what a cancer tumor is. Yeah, uncontrolled cell replication. And what causes that? Again, it gets back to chemical exposure, ionizing radiation, lack of nutrition. Cells communicate through their membranes. Membranes are permeable. The nutrition that you have that's circulating in your blood affects the communication of your cell membranes, which affects its expression of its genetic code. And if you coat the outside of cells and you expose the cell membrane to toxins, it can alter the gene expression inside the cell to the point where the cell says, I'm just going to grow a whole new body right here, you know, on my neck or in my torso or in my brain, whatever, just going to grow a whole new body. And that's a tumor. And sooner or later, that tumor gets so big, it starts cutting off, you know, blood supply to you. And that's when tumors become deadly. The doctor comes along, I'm going to cut that tumor out. You'll be fine. Yeah, guess what? You're still growing tumors because you haven't addressed the problem, which is, for most people, they're living a crappy lifestyle, a pro-cancer lifestyle, eating cancerous foods, using cancerous personal care products, you know, lacking nutrition that would halt cancer, and doing all these insane, crazy things. But it's okay to most people because that's what the TV tells them to do. Oh, the ads. Here, drink more soda. Have more McDonald's. Whatever's in the ads. Here, have more processed food. Have a Canadian bacon or pepperoni pizza. Yeah, guess what's in the pepperoni? Oh, pancreatic cancer-causing chemicals. There you go. Eat some beef jerky. Have some hot dogs. Guess what's in there? Sodium nitrite. Causes cancer. It's not a mystery. It's basic chemistry. So for people like Dan Bongino, you know, my heart goes out to him because he's probably unaware of almost everything that I've talked about here. He doesn't have the user manual for the human body. I mean, he's an accomplished fighter, you know, jiu-jitsu, you know, hand-to-hand combat, trained in firearms, you know, and I am too. Done years of hand-to-hand combat, edge weapons combat, firearms combat, rifles, pistols, long-range shooting. The difference is I've had nutrition every day of all that training, and I don't think he has. I don't think he knows enough about nutrition, and I want to help him. If I haven't offended him, I don't know. Sometimes people get offended. It's like, you know, you can't tell me I'm wrong. Whatever. You know, if you're not humble enough to learn how to save your own life, then I can't help you. But if you want to live, follow me. No joke. It's like in the Terminator movie. You want to live? Come with me. I'll show you how to save your life. I'll show you how to be cancer free. I'll show you how to live to 85. If you want to. These days, with how crazy the world is, I'm not sure everybody wants to live that long. I don't know. But if you want to, there's a way to do it. And it's a straight up science. It's a nutritional science. And I've mastered that science over the last 2 decades. I can teach it to anyone. In fact, I do teach it. In fact, I've got a free online audiobook that's posting shortly. It's called Survival Nutrition. Survivalnutrition.com. You can download the book for free. It's about to go online. There's a PDF document there, a full transcript. Now, it's not about how to beat cancer. It's not about diabetes. It's about how to use food and nutrition to save your life during an economic collapse and a civil war, or how to live in a war zone and use nutrition as a medicine, natural antibiotics, and things like that. But over the years, I've also posted thousands of articles on how to beat cancer, how to use nutrition to reduce your risk to near zero. And that's what I teach, because I want to help people save their own lives. And I want to help save people from the toxic cancer industry that preys upon ignorance in order to earn profits from people's suffering and from killing people. And that's what the cancer industry does. And God help us, I don't want to see them take a good man like Dan Bongino from us. So, you know, if this is tough for Dan to hear, so be it. You're a good man, Mr. Bongino. We need you in this world. We need you to hear this. We need you to pay attention. If you don't listen to me, go find another naturopath. Get away from those death doctors. Get away from their chemotherapy. Don't you dare inject yourself with their toxic drugs. Don't you dare. Don't you irradiate yourself. Because I can't tell you how many times I've seen people then come to a naturopath after they've been poisoned by chemotherapy or radiation. And you know what the answer is in that case? Often, you know, just to say it bluntly, too fucking late, because you just killed your immune system with radiation. You just killed your liver with chemotherapy. You just assaulted your body with weapons, chemical weapons and radiological weapons. Okay, did you know that? You just carpet bombed your whole freaking body with chemotherapy. And if you do that, there's not a naturopath in the world that can really save you. So if you go down that route, it's a suicide wish. That's just what it is, straight up. That's what it is. I can't save everyone, but I can help a few people save themselves if they want to live. And if they're willing to be humbled before God, frankly, as all of us are, God gave us these answers. God gave us the molecules in the food supply that kill cancer. God gave us all the gifts that we need. If we got to be wise enough to recognize that they're right there. They're in the grocery store. They're in the forest, in the backyard. They're in the herbs. They're in the nutrients. Your body's craving those things, but most people are just too stubborn to listen. No, they want the pizza and the Big Mac and the daily barbecue, and they don't know how to protect themselves, nutritionally speaking. Yeah, I eat barbecue too, but guess what? I slam a bunch of vitamin C and astaxanthin with it, and fruit pectin, grapefruit pectin. So I can eat barbecue and have zero negative effects while the guy next to me is eating barbecue and getting cancer, you know, from all the carcinogens in the burned meat fat, because he doesn't know. He doesn't know how to protect himself, because big tech has censored people like me, censored all of us who were trying to save humanity, because big tech wants humans to suffer and die. Big tech is in the pocket of big pharma, and I don't want to see them take another life from us, especially not the life of a patriot like Dan Bongino. So that's my message. If you know Dan Bongino, get this to him. And if you're listening to this, you know, I'm sorry if I'm blunt. I don't apologize for it. You can handle it. You're a big boy, right? We all are. We can handle this shit. We don't need to sugarcoat it. You want to live? Reach out to me. I'll help you. Confidentially. Won't say a word to anyone. It'll never be a news story. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll tell you what I know. And you won't be the first person to have contacted me along these lines. I've helped a lot of people who are alive today because of a little bit of knowledge. So thank you all for listening. And everybody join me in praying for Dan Bongino. Pray that he would have the wisdom to make the right choices. Pray for his protection. Pray for his healing at every level. And while you're at it, pray for our nation. Because we need good people like Bongino to still be here to help fight for our freedoms. And thank you for all your prayers for myself as well, because I'm here fighting for you, fighting for humanity every single day, up against demons, up against, you know, death merchants. You see what's happening in the world today. You can read my website at naturalnews.com, and we'll be praying for Dan Bongino just as you do. Thank you so much for listening.